Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurbo News. For more episodes, go to breakingnewsshow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. Will Canada become 51st U.S. state under Trump? During the diner at the U.S. president-elect's estate, Trump has reportedly proposed that Canada ought to become the 51st state of the United States if it's not able to stop illegal immigrants and drugs from crossing Canadian border with the United States. Last week, U.S. President-elect Donald Trump made threats to slap a 25% duty on imports from Mexico and Canada as soon as he is inaugurated as America's new president. According to Trump, new high tariffs would be imposed on the neighboring countries to force them to curb illegal immigration and the associated issues of crime and drugs entering the U.S. from their territory. Numerous Canadian and Mexican imports to the United States are presently free from duties due to the United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement, USMCA, established during Trump's initial term. Trade analysts have cautioned that the feasibility of implementing the new high import duties without breaching this agreement is rather questionable. Additionally, many economists have expressed concerns that raising tariffs could adversely affect the U.S. economy by driving up domestic prices and provoking retaliatory measures from Canada and Mexico, potentially igniting a trade war. In response to Trump's threats, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau reached out to President-elect shortly thereafter in an effort to convince him not to implement the proposed import tax increase, visited Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate to further discuss the matter. During the diner at U.S. President-elect's estate, Trump has reportedly proposed that Canada ought to become the 51st state of the United States if it's not able to stop illegal immigrants and drugs from crossing Canadian border with the United States. According to the people who were apparently attending the dinner and witnessed Trump's conversation with Trudeau, the president-elect reiterated his previous assertion regarding Canada's shortcomings in permitting drugs and illegal immigrants from more than 70 countries to cross into the United States. Additionally, he is said to have lambasted Canada over the $100 billion U.S.-Canada trade deficit. In response to Trudeau's response that the imposition of such punitive tariffs would devastate the Canadian economy, Trump allegedly suggested that Canada could circumvent this issue by becoming the 51st state of the United States, with current Canadian PM serving as its governor. Trump also elaborated that Canada could be split into two states, one aligned with conservative values and the other with liberal ideals. While Trump's suggestion prompted some nervous laughter from Trudeau and other dinner attendees, U.S. President-elect repeated that he fully intends to implement his threat upon returning to the White House on January 20, 2025. Later, while answering the reporter's questions, the Canadian Prime Minister called his exchange with U.S. President-elect an excellent conversation, although he did not disclose specific details. Trump, in turn, characterized his conversation with Trudeau as productive and said that the Canadian leader had made a commitment to collaborate with the new U.S. administration on illegal immigration and border security. Trump did not reiterate his earlier threat to hike Canada's import duties. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes on BreakingNewsShow.com.